these Divrei Torah are dedicated Li'iloi Nishmat Imi Morati Batsheva Bat Harav Yaakov, whose 19th Yortzeit will be commemorated this week, Yud Gimel Adar Aleph, this coming Monday. In this week's parsha, Tetzaveh, there is no mention of Moshe, only by several different Ramazim. It's the only parsha since the beginning of Sefer Shmot where Moshe's name is not mentioned. Of course, there are several Ve'ata speaking to Moshe, telling Moshe and commanding Moshe what to do. One of the more famous answers to why Moshe's name is not found in Tetzaveh is that generally Tetzaveh is read the week of Zayin Adar, the Yortzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu, the day he died. And therefore, out of respect to Moshe, his name was left out of Parshat Tetzaveh. Another reason teaches us that what tzaddikim say always has to actually come true. And in next week's parsha, Parshat Ki Tisa, after the Chet HaEgel, Moshe says to Hashem, if you're going to forgive Bnei Yisrael for their sin, great, but if not, erase me from the Torah. V'cheinina misifrecha asher katavta. And even though it may have been said in frustration after the Chet HaEgel, if the tzaddik says it, it has to come true, and therefore Moshe's name is left out of the Torah in Parshat Tetzaveh. As a mathematician, I always enjoy a little gematria. There were 101 psukim in Parshat Tetzaveh. Again, Moshe's name is missing. Let's see how that works into the gematria. Moshe, Mem, Shin, He. If we spell out each of the letters, Mem is Mem, Mem, Shin, Shin, Yud, Nun, and He, He, Aleph. But we remove the letters Mem, Shin, He. Let's see what happens. In the first letter, Mem, spelled Mem, Mem, we take out the first Mem, we're left with the second Mem, which is 40. The Shin, in the middle letter of Moshe's name, Shin, Yud, Nun, if we take out the Shin, we're left with Yud and Nun, that's 10 and 50. And the Hey, if we take out the Hey, we're left with Aleph. So from the Mem, we are left with 40. From the Shin, Yud, Nun, 50 and 10, that's 60. And from Hey, just left with the Aleph, we have 40 plus 60 plus 1, which is 101 psukim, which shows that Tetzaveh has 101 psukim without the name Moshe Mem Shin Hey. I always like a good gematria. And I believe the first couple of words of the parsha, which doesn't start like most parshiot, let's say Vayidaber Hashem and Moshe Lemor, or similar kinds of beginnings. Instead, here it says Va'ata Tetzaveh et Bnei Yisrael right away. We can learn from this that first, you have to be a leader, you have to be whole, you have to be good, and then, after Va'ata, then you can Tetzaveh et Bnei Yisrael. Once you're whole, then you can go and command other people, in this case, of course, Bnei Yisrael. These few Divrei Torah dedicated Eloi Nishmat Imi Morati, Batsheva Bat Harav Yaakov. Shabbat Shalom Umevorach to all.